Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 51. Wow. Great day for it. I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there. Okay, interesting. Interesting start to the podcast.
Yeah, go on.
We didn't go on. No, surely that's
you said it was interesting.
Do you know what the game is?
I don't think that's interesting. I thought nothing of it. I thought, okay.
You thought nothing of it. That's your boy Stephen over there.
That's your boy Stephen making a fun sound.
Look, for the viewers and the audio listeners,
some people are listeners, and it's nice to just have a few different noises going on.
Yeah, so when I said interesting, surely I don't need to explain it.
I heard some cheers. I heard a little raspberry.
I didn't hear any cheers.
There was no cheers.
There was zero cheers. Oh. It's quite sad. In fact, the only cheer was me going, "Hey,
Ethan, can you put some cheers in there, please?" Yeah.
Cool.
I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Oh, hear the cheers there. Hear lots of loud noises.
Yep. And Stephen tries. Hi, Stephen. You okay?
Oh, that's my goat.
You're right today, Stephen. Yeah. Bit tired.
A little bit, probably.
Yeah. Out all night, were you?
No.
Were you?
No.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know who to believe.
I think Ryan's got a story to tell, haven't you?
I'm just bantering.
Oh, okay.
About time.
If anyone asks, you were out last night with me.
No, sorry, Ryan. Just a real boring night. Oh. Bed by 11.
Were you asleep?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Last week I took to. I've not read for a while because I started reading Project Hail Mary. Too sciencey. Ugh, boring. I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. So now, last week I started watching At Home with the Furies.
Okay.
You know, you see these people who watch, and I don't mind categorising it as that, dross TV. It is. It's just, you know, it's on, sort of reality stuff. But the kids are quite funny in it. They've all got their wacky names. One's called Valencia. One's called Venezuela. Yeah. And then there's one called
Venezuela
Tyson.
Fury.
Yeah. Isn't it mad that, you know, that's the surname? Yeah, it's great for boxing. One's called Tyson Jr., but they call him Tutty. So myself and Zoe spent last week pretending to be travellers saying Tutty to each other.
What big characters do we get to see?
Big John.
Is Tommy and Big John, of course.
Big John is the big character.
Yeah.
He comes off as the as the sort of, most of the time, quite wise. And you go, he's the sensible one, which is not what you want.
Yeah.
When the guy who shouts, "I'll bum you," is the logical sound speaking.
He poked a man's eyes out.
What?
Not on the show.
As if that defends him
in the credit sequence.
Years ago, in a fight. He gouged the man's eyes out. Not in the ring as well, just a fight just out and about.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Horrible, that.
Didn't see that coming.
No. No. Is Tommy in it?
Tommy in it isn't in it. But Tommy Fury is one of the YouTube and Twitch and gamer fans.
Yeah, tag him in this. Tag him in this clip.
Just tag him if you're out and about.
Yeah, of course.
Spray graffiti on him.
I thought you meant like a game of it.
Oh, right. No, that's better.
No, you're spraying him's good.
Yeah. So, you know, late nights watching Tutty and Co, as I call it.
Can we get the impression of the Travellers, please?
Do you want to give me a sentence and I'll say something before I get myself cancelled?
Oh,
bit stinky in there, isn't it?
it's a tricky one, especially if I'm including Max's ooh, which is a bit Frank Spencer-y. a bit stinky there, isn't it?
That's good.
Is it something?
Yeah. Feels like I'm watching the show.
Don't come after me, please.
Yeah, well, you get one of these, mate.
To my partner.
What was the gypsy show that was on years ago?
Traveller Tom,
yeah. Great.
No, the name was, it was Gypsy in the name.
Big Fat Gypsy Wedding.
Was it Big Fat Gypsy Wedding?
Traveller,
I think,
though,
so, yeah.
Yes,
long
was.
Title.
Yeah.
But I think that was the one on Channel 4, and then that was when, you know, you had Benefit Street going on and they were doing all this sort of stuff, which...
That was peak trash TV era.
It was more them just, poking fun at people, but under the guise of, we want to show this is their lives.
Different cultures.
You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
So boring night, but an interesting weekend.
Yeah, went to Watford.
Mm.
For the Harry Potter experience?
No, for the...
There was magic.
Yeah, for the sick baller
experience. You're the only fucking one.
Top 10 moment.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. What are our top 10 moments so far? I haven't got many.
I'm going to put it... It was an extended moment, but I did think, you know, I said it last week, but Max's taxis last week was...
That was great.
Was absolutely brilliant.
That was really good fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Elite.
Yeah.
A bit annoying the way we had to go back and pretend we gave him those phrases. No. Made the most of a genuine phone call, which is nice.
It wasn't even a prank call, was it? Just one of the phone calls I have on camera.
See what you can do with this, Ethan.
Yeah, went to Wembley. Wembley.
Yes, well done.
Is it the first time it's been at Wembley?
No, we had last year.
Oh, I thought it was the London stage. Was that the year before?
Year before, I think.
Okay, yeah.
You need to catch up, mate.
Sorry.
Yeah, so much to catch up on. There's, I think I've done Charlton, West Ham, and then Wembley twice.
That's crazy, isn't it?
But for me, I'm just stood there or sat there. So it's not that.
Well, possibly it's still one of the most important parts of it.
It's great to just be there, you know. It's not like getting on the pitch.
Yeah.
Quit begging it, mate.
Do you see...
How's that
begging
it?
Oh, it's just great to be there.
What's
begging it, mate?
No, it was just a reference to me not getting on the pitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Oh, I thought you knew that. I thought that's what you said, stop begging it.
Fucking begging it, mate, this guy.
Well, you were, though, in a way.
Okay, we'll put it behind us.
Yeah.
Stephen, please. What do you want?
I was just going to ask, when you're commentating, do you see like the game live, or is it
no.
as in sorry, is it like do you yeah, see it as in,
do the you players see, are all mic'd up, right?
See,
Stephen will say
it?
Things and they act it out.
I mean, do you brilliant. Watch like? Are you watching the screens or are you watching like the actual game? That's what I was trying to.
Okay. He's making us out to be a fucking idiot up there.
Sometimes we're watching what they're watching.
Yeah.
But, you know, for a lot of these, they kept cutting to these interviews at the side of the pitch, but the game's still going on.
Right.
And so a couple of times there was a goal whilst we were off. Watch it for that.
Was it XQC saved a goal and then like
instantly, then it came back, he'd conceded. Well, I watched it back. Well, I was looking for clips to put out. And my mic is definitely quieter than Spencer's, whoever did that. Spencer. I think I sort of was a bit more reserved this year, and Spencer was a bit more just jokey, really, because me and Smith were watching some old stand-ups from like the very first gigs, and Spencer's on there with his chortle shooting comedy one. So he did have a background in it, and particularly he did the FIFA player, who was a really funny character. I would just say outrageous
stuff. Is this
the kind
of war of balaclava?
Yeah, okay. So people might not be aware, but Spencer had like a long period of making the jokes that I'd make. He sort of stepped that up. I think that the nice thing is you're there, there's all those people, but there's not the nerves of, I've got to perform now in front of these people because obviously no one can hear me. Mm. Quite literally, because my low mic volume. but that does mean, as Zoe pointed out, you get less hate comments because they can't really hear what you're saying. And it's just probably saves me in the long run. Then when it finished, I had a message from Tom saying... Jacob Slater. I was like, wow, Jacob Slater. And I thought, what the hell have I said? What? Who's this guy?
Yeah.
So Spencer googled his name and he's like, oh, he's a musician. He might have tweeted about it. I think, who's this random musician who's tweeted, what have I done? And then it turns out he'd scored the winner for Harrogate. So I was a panicking with no wife, I think, oh God.
Yeah, I wasn't really thinking about the timing. I was just sad, my feet up watching the football.
And then finishing a match going, it's been a great day for all of us. And then I look at that and go, oh Jesus. They survived.
Will had a funny moment, didn't he?
He's a baby giraffe, really.
Yeah. Easy clearance, I thought.
For most people.
Yeah.
And his celebration when he did score was him kicking the flag. And I was saying, why didn't you do that when you had to clear it off the line? He's so uncoordinated.
Yeah.
It's really good fun watching him move about on the pitch. The year before he fell over taking a throw-in. Just face planted. Yeah, he's a bit of a mess.
Any good performances?
Chris MD's a good player. And he really sort of gets the... You know, it's a charity match, and when they're in the lead, he'll just start taking it down a level and giving the ball away. I think he could be a, you know, an actual decent player.
Yeah.
There's always some people after it and go, who could make it in non-league or in a, who could they sign? Like, can Angry Ginge play for Stockport and all this? No, they obviously can't.
Yeah.
But maybe the commentators could go in the Premier League. You know,
definitely.
Yeah, make it happen, guys.
Yeah, because Gary Neville, he's done his time. He's out in public getting called a wanker now by passers-by.
Is he?
Yeah, did you see the video? He's walking.
I don't watch a lot of his stuff.
Well, this was a random post, isn't it?
This isn't something Gary Neville has put out about.
I always noticed. I didn't even watch it. Just got it from his agent. Yeah, post it.
Any press is good press.
Another fan of the overlap.
Yeah, he's walking past the cathedral and someone sees him and is like, oh, wanker. You wanker.
Oh, no.
And he goes, thank you, Father.
From the bell tower.
My Quasimodo.
So you have seen it? No.
Are you kidding?
He filmed it.
Implying it's not me.
No, never mind.
Was it like a GoPro?
No, it was the you.
Stuck on his head.
You were in the bell tower.
Brilliant, yeah. I could have been ground floor with Gary, having a great conversation with him.
You've spotted
him.
I love your
podcast, mate.
Oh. Is that Gary?
Fucking hope so, yeah. That'd be good. Oh, yeah, he'd be a great, yeah.
No, yeah, the public have turned. What he does, sort of does is, I think he snaps a little bit and he stops and turns, but the guy keeps on calling him a wanker.
I don't really like Gary Neville that much these days. He started to annoy me with his commentary stuff.
And his commentary.
Obviously, he's bought, the United stand?
Mark Goldbridge,
which no one really likes. But obviously, these people all hate him because he took some flags down. On his building site, if you remember.
Oh.
And we did that video saying, oh, you know.
What flags, the flags of?
Just, I think
good
it was
question.
Just, you know, Union Jacks and stuff.
I don't like him for the different reasons that the flag people don't like him. I just don't like him because I think he's a shit commentator.
True.
Mm-hmm. People in glass houses, I know. But yeah, just rabbiting on. And I'm convinced on his podcast, it's going to end with Joe in the office, like David Brent, turns to Finchie and goes, oh, fuck off. I swear he's going to do that to Roy Keane. Yeah. He's going to, because Roy Keane's always taking the other side, and there's one day he's just going, oh, fuck off, Roy. And then they'll just sit there and it'll cut to an ad.
So they have to film together.
I think there's some weeks where he's just sort of, maybe because he's a business person, he's like, oh, this is good entertainment, and he just rides that wave. There must be some weeks where he's like, no, oh, this is a bloody slog.
Because they were tiffing quite a lot, weren't they?
Tiffing,
the other day.
Tiffing! Not the chocolatey treat that you get.
No, I love that, though.
What's your favourite thing about it?
The marshmallows.
Thank you.
Yeah, tiffing's
got
thinking of Tiffin's Rocky Road.
I have had tiffing.
That's gross.
It's like shortbread underneath, isn't it? Like a sort of biscuity base. Yeah. I've had tiffing, mate.
No one said you hadn't.
Yeah. Ethan.
Listen here, you knobheads.
Ethan, cut tiffing check. Yeah. Just in half, please.
So I was at the club the other day, chatting with these
club man.
Yeah, I love the club man. Try and get me out of there. Chatting to a couple of paintings.
Okay.
Honestly, having the time of my life. I'm pretty sure they were too.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And one of them gave me her phone, so I could put my my details into it, my telephone number.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, bruv?
I know exactly what you're saying.
But whilst I had her phone, I thought, I may as well check.
Have a little look around.
I may as well have a look, right? And I noticed something that made me throw her phone to the floor and say, no, and leave.
Oh, go on, what was it?
She didn't have a bloody eSIM.
You're kidding, no eSIM?
No eSIM at all.
What kind of eSIM would you be looking for?
Well, I was definitely looking for Sally from the creators of NordVPN.
Oh, yes!
The one and only.
For those of you who don't know, eSIM cards are SIM cards that you can put digitally into your phone that give you local data from whatever country you're in. And better still, they don't interfere with your physical SIM.
I love that about them. They have so many affordable eSIM data plans from over 200 destinations, reducing roaming fees.
Max, it doesn't just reduce roaming. It pretty much eliminates it. You know me. You know I like to travel.
Yeah, I do, man.
On my last excursion onto the continent,
of course,
I downloaded Sally. And what's amazing about it, you can download it beforehand and just activate it when you get there. So there's no need to worry about getting on Wi-Fi when you get to the airport to try and add some minutes on. And even better, you buy it regionally. So country to country, I didn't have to do anything. I just switched to the local provider.
Do you know what I found myself doing?
Dare I ask?
I've realised it's cheaper for me to get a flight to India, use Saily to call my mum, than it would be if I just went to the local payphone.
Max, that's a great story.
I pay thousands of pounds to go to India, and I don't even discover India, because I'm too busy in my room calling my mum.
You can download Saily in the App Store or by scanning the QR code on the screen.
Use code TWNP for 15% off your first purchase.
The details are in the episode description box.
Can I give Ryan a quick challenge to
please
not
do.
Touch the mic stand for the rest of the podcast?
Okay, that will be tough.
That's brilliant. The universe wants to hear what he's got to say.
I went to a place called Lime Park the other day, right? And I was walking around.
You've not been before.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I kind of forgot that that was the place where the
what happened there.
We went on a
no,
walk.
Don't
right?
do that.
No, Steve.
We went on a walk and we went to this little. It was called like the Gate or something like that. And
walked to a gate. Brilliant.
The tower is called
just
the
someone's
Gate.
Driving.
So you've got the old hunting lodge. And then there's the tower. It's the one with like,
yeah,
it's a
tower.
Bit abandoned, so you can go in then.
Yeah. So there was the tower. Now, when we did that, I remember it took like 2 hours, something like that, to get there.
I didn't.
Well, it took a while. I remember it being a long walk to get there.
Yeah, but
when I did it the other day,
minutes?
It was like
nice
20
memories.
No,
yeah.
It was like 20 minutes when I was there. And I realised when we did it, that's because we walked from the bus stop outside the grounds.
Yeah. Yeah, from the entrance to the park is 20. Yeah.
So you walked somewhere quicker than you did before?
Yes, and then I was like, right, well, this is over a lot quicker than I thought it was going to be. So I was just.
And then afterwards.
You ever said that
around.
Before?
I then left Lime Park.
And you just left?
Well, I went on a walk and then ended leaving the grounds and just
what,
kept
the back
going.
Fields?
Yeah.
Did you go through the cow fields where there's.
Yes. The cow fields.
Scary. Yeah. I'm scared
there
of
was
the
no cows.
Cow fields.
How do you know it's a cow field then?
Well,
are you remembering
sorry.
Something?
There were cows, but
no,
like
I remember the sheep.
Away,
but I'm just. It's just the thought of someone saying it's a cow field, but there's no cows.
There was loads of cow manure. But anyway,
there was no cow manure.
Wembley's a cow field. There's just no cows.
My house is a cow field. There's a cow all field, but you know you may as well call it that.
I'm walking. Yeah,
you fucked him off.
And I'm hearing these someone behind me, and
fit ass.
Someone's
you.
Going like, oh, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. And I turn around expecting it to be a kid, but it's not. It's the dad.
So you turn around expecting to see a kid.
No, don't make it weird, mate. Don't make it weird.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn around.
Yeah. Weird that, mate.
Yeah, to be fair, that was the...
So were you on your own?
I was, yeah. Trying to just get a bit more comfortable just doing stuff on my own.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did feel awkward for like the first half hour.
How did you get to Lime Park? Because you said it was a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
You didn't walk from the station this time.
No, I drove. I had a rented car for the weekend.
Well, fair.
How much do you spend on these rented cars?
This rented car, I mean, it was like, yeah, like, I don't know, 100 and something.
Cool.
You said the guys know you and they give you an upgrade.
They usually do, yeah.
And they didn't this time.
They didn't this time.
My cousin's selling his car if you want a car.
No, it's all right.
Cheap.
I don't know, I'd really use it.
You would, clearly.
Do you know what? Maybe it would make me go out. Do more walks.
Yeah.
Don't need a car to do more walking.
Yeah. Though.
No, it's true. When I looked up,
I do less
Uber,
walking now.
It was only like 15 quid to get an Uber to Lyme. I was like, bloody hell.
Yeah.
It's only 5 quid down.
Yeah.
Well, it would have been a return as well.
Also, it's 85. 100 minus 15.
Oh, you're kidding.
Idiot.
Nice maths, mate.
Thank you, Ryan.
You can count on him to get it wrong.
Count.
Cow.
Cow. Yes. Cow. Yeah.
How are you, Max?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. What have I done? Broke my phone. That was fun.
Oh.
What, in anger?
Yeah.
I don't even know how it happened. Anger. Normally that sort of... I think it's just a split. Just down there. Just a little crack.
Is this linked to the dust that you got sick from?
No, that's a different situation. I don't think dust can break a phone, Tom.
No.
Well, I guess it could.
Probably could,
yeah.
Definitely
yeah, it could break get inside the phone.
Yeah.
But not like this. It's
a
ton like
of dust falls on your phone.
A ton of dust?
Yeah.
Wow. These are things you just don't think about, I guess.
When you pull down your undies.
You wouldn't know. There's quite a few holes in my undies, so the dust would just sort of fall out anyway, naturally through time. That's
sexy. Okay.
The dust just falls out, does it?
Don't worry. Don't worry. That's fresh dust. I've literally only just made that.
No. You're the first one to look at this dust.
That's Portsmouth cum. That's
I guess it would be, yeah. It would be dust, because I've not been there for...
Yeah.
Whew. Come a lot 14 years.
Oh, your last come in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
It's horrible to think there was one.
Yeah. Well, you lived alone, didn't you, on the high street? Is that right?
What?
I'm just thinking you had...
You lived alone on the high street? What the fuck
didn't,
is...
Didn't you live on your own in Portsmouth in like a...
Not on
a
high street.
Don't go in that house.
It was like prime real estate, wasn't it?
The one
it?
Next
it was
to like, Sainsbury's and Millett's.
It was a famous street.
What? It?
I'm sure you told me you lived on a famous street in Portsmouth. You had an apartment there. Did you?
No.
Where was your apartment? Okay, don't want to... Never mind.
Well, no, it's fine. There's one... I was in Baffins. It's called Baffins.
Sorry, do you know what? I seem to remember you telling me you lived on this street, which was, for some reason, infamous in Portsmouth.
There's one where it was like the first... There was a prostitute.
It was like... there was something...
But back in history.
Yeah, historical street.
It's like the red light district.
You definitely told me this.
And, you said, and then when I said what, well, we did some sort of historical thing. We said what street it was. You used to live on that street. Yeah.
Ooh, you should be making things up.
Oh,
he's been caught in a lie.
Stephen lies from the old series were just bollocks. You never pissed on a grave.
Yeah.
You never put on your nan's cardigan to do the gardening.
Sorry, mate. Just, you know, it was a memory there. I thought you.
But it's not really a memory because even you can't remember it.
I remember
you
it.
You said I lived on a high street and then it's a famous street. Oh, that's, you know, all over the place.
Sorry, mate.
That's fine.
There was one, it was one like a fact about Portsmouth.
There was one street, one of the streets like, I lived on was
like a Jack the Ripper kind of thing.
Fratton Park. The road that Fratton Park's on. Like, you'd have to go past my house to get
this
into
one was
Fratton
like,
Park.
So it was like an embarrassing fact about that area. Not embarrassing, but like it was sort of the red light district or. Some
I
sort
didn't
of
think Portsmouth had a red light district.
It was a dark fact.
It was some sort of fact like that. And you were like, I used to live, that's the street I used to live on. Anyway, someone might be able to work it out. Back to the point.
I lived in a lot of houses in Portsmouth.
Last come in Portsmouth, please.
Probably 40 different houses.
Can you talk us through, please?
I don't remember it.
Oh, come on, we'll talk us through
it. I'm definitely alone in my bedroom. The curtains were drawn.
Someone's dad saying, I want to go home now.
It's probably really nice.
Yeah.
It's really healthy and
hell of a book that, The Last Come in Portsmouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Just you on the cover like that. maybe is the cliffs in Portsmouth, not the name. Just the
there is
the
like actual. A hill, like a big sort of sort of.
You on the big hill.
Yeah.
Arms crossed, turtleneck jumper
coming off the side of it. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Oh, maybe
is
not.
It steep
maybe not
enough that you could just. Can you do that, or is it?
No,
kind of a gradual.
No, it's like a gradual. It's a hill.
Yeah, it's a hill.
A gradual come. Starts on page one, finishes on page two. You're wondering why these two are stuck together. This was the last come.
I guess I've got like train tickets in my hands. Like I've got a countdown.
Why have you got train tickets?
No, you're staying in Portsmouth. But
I'm coming in and I've got to stay there.
Someone with a pair of scissors just stood next to you going...
No, I'd rather get the train, mate.
No, you never know when it's your last come, do you?
You can get the train, but you're losing your penis.
Yeah.
Really? So either way, I've got no penis?
Yeah.
Oh, right, well.
Just
still
got
the train,
sure.
To be honest. It's a big wide world out there.
Where are you off to?
Ooh, the Louvre.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
Can I tell you my funny Chris MD story?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
So the night before the game, I was sat with him and a few other people, and he was talking about, someone brought up this Velociraptors game that he does on Christmas Day. Mm. And so every Christmas, his family goes to the Lake District, and he said there's about 18 of them, and on Christmas Day, they go for a walk, and then they'll stop and play this game of Velociraptors, where three people are picked to be Velociraptors, and everyone else is herbivores. And the herbivores run out and they hide, and then the velociraptors have to try and find them. And they're wearing velociraptor hats, which is a new addition to the game, guys. Okay, and then when you find a herbivore, you bite them. and then they're also velociraptors.
Yeah,
so they've got hats in their pockets to transform.
I think so. Right, okay. That's what, don't worry, we asked all these questions. And so we were talking about it, and I was going, like, on Christmas Day, Chris, in the Lake District, and you're doing this for a few hours because they do multiple games of it. You just sat there in the freezing cold. And he goes, no, it's like 10, 15 degrees. Like, 15 degrees? Christmas in the Lake District.
It's not.
It's 15 degrees now, isn't it?
You'd be lucky.
Yeah. And then there was videos of it, and it was like his girlfriend's brother doing an action roll on the floor, wiping out the dad, and someone hiding up a tree, which did break the rules of Velociraptor, because Velociraptors can't fly. No. So that was frowned upon, and probably a frosty, you know, Christmas Day evening. But it's just how casually you tell this story of, oh, we all do it. Like, everyone does this
Christmas
tradition.
Christmas Day is a weird time to do it anyway.
For multiple hours.
Yeah.
During the daytime, obviously. Going for a walk. Like, the bulk of your day is playing Velociraptors in a field.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a way to celebrate the birth of Christ.
Sunday was an interesting one. Had a
didn't ask.
Tricky, we'll see.
Tricky morning. Do you know what? It's not even a great story, actually. Because
you said interesting.
My game got abandoned on Sunday morning.
Are you that bad?
Yeah, I saw a game of football.
Okay.
Not Velociraptor. It was the first horror injury that I've ever seen on a football pitch.
What does that mean?
That's terrible, isn't it? It was about 10 minutes into the game, glorious sunshine, first like sunny day of the season, and that's when I normally come into my own. I've got my blades on. Instead of my studs, belly button.
Washback.
Both are horrible.
Yeah. But yeah, 10 minutes in, just an innocuous challenge. Guy's screaming. We think, it's not a foul. Come away with the ball. And then he puts his leg up in the air and it's just dangling.
What do you mean?
Just the foot just dangling. Just it's broken off.
Oh, no.
Inside the skin.
It's the last thing you want.
Yeah, so that's, you know, you see these things online sometimes, you see it in football, happens occasionally. First time it's happened in the flesh, and it was not good.
No.
Anyway, yeah, so then...
Literally in the flesh.
Ryan!
Wish the lad a speedy recovery if he's watching.
Is he your opponent, or...?
Opponent, yeah, opponent.
Oh, fuck that guy. Surely.
No.
You deserve it, mate. Going against my boy Tom here. Yeah, that's what you get.
That's fair enough, yeah. Fuck you, man. I hope he's not watching. You know.
You'd be annoyed if you're a sub for that team, because you think,
Why am I bothered?
Yeah. It's for times like this.
I know. Yeah.
What's the point, yeah?
Main character syndrome from that player.
Obviously, it was the marathon, and there was loads of stuff going on in the city in the day, so it was like, he was on that pitch for like an hour and a half waiting for an ambulance. Terrible.
Could have played the game.
Yeah. He was right on the touchline as well. Anyway, then I went into town to watch the marathon. I've never been to watch it before.
Really? Even though your brother does them?
Yeah. I've just...
Very supportive, aren't you, Tom?
Well, no, I've popped into town before at the end of it when they finished. But the time went in, my dad was in the medical tent, so I didn't see him.
Is he okay?
I was fine. I think he was just having a nap. But I saw Joe McGrath. Well, I didn't see Joe McGrath. I went to the stage where Joe McGrath was. I just missed him by a few minutes.
What stage is that?
He was in, do you know where the Vita Denial? Square is?
No.
It's on Oxford Road, just near the finish line. So yeah, everyone went to see him earlier on, and he said that was popping off earlier, but it was pretty dead when we went. My dad finished the marathon in 6 hours and 30 minutes.
Wow!
Yeah.
How long is the marathon? Sorry,
it's 26.2
miles.
Yeah. It's actually pretty emotional. I was there at the. I was there at the finish line. Everyone's crying.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just like, I guess
exhaustion.
You don't realise when you're there, like, what people are running for, but people are, like, holding up boards and stuff. Obviously, some people
being
are
chased.
People. Sorry?
Being chased,
yeah. chased. Which can be very emotional.
Thought it was a bloke in a costume.
Yeah.
Just a grizzly bear.
Yeah, so it was a fun day. Probably won't run one, though.
No?
It just seems like a...
You love running.
One.
It's a lot of effort, isn't it? It's your whole day.
Is it?
You could do it in 6 hours 30, though, going at a steady pace.
Easy.
You could go with your dad, surely, because if you think, oh, if he's doing it,
he's crossing the line with people that are walking.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do one.
I could. I feel like I don't want to, though.
Laziness.
No, I just feel like if I'm going to do something, I want to do it really well. I want to train and I want to do, you know, put the best performance I've got out there. I'm not interested in just turning up and finishing.
Oh, that to your dad.
Yeah, well done. Put a cheeky picture of him in there.
Did he do it for a cause?
Just himself, really. Ego. Just ego. Fucking look at me.
Did he do any? Because he was going to do all of them, wasn't he?
Well, he's got Chicago coming up at the end of the
year. Chicago.
The cut-off for Chicago, I think, is 6.5 hours. He did it in 6:30 and, like, 30 seconds.
Wow.
I think in some of the marathons, they have, like, something driving at the end of it, which is basically if you fall behind it, you kind of...
get on.
You're pretty much out, because like, you have to. They have to open the roads back up.
Yeah, of course, cities. Yeah.
So if he puts in a repeat performance, it's a DNF.
Do not
fiddle.
Fiddle or fornicate. Oh, why are you grinning?
What's that for?
Yeah.
Do not fornicate at this marathon.
Yeah.
I'm there touching. No.
It was producer Ethan's birthday over the weekend.
Yes.
Oh.
Producer Ethan.
Yes. I was 27, Tom.
You still are.
Still am. But I was on the button then, yeah. I suppose. On the Patreon, got some lovely presents from you. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely. And so much so, an alarming coincidence, which I've already let you guys know. Ryan won't know about this. Mm. So the day after the podcast, I rang my mum.
28 soon.
The day after the podcast, I rang my mum and I said, "You're not going to believe this present I got. I got a T-shirt with an owl on it." "Why did you get that?" She said, "Why did you get that?" I said, "Well, you see, mum, they call me the pedo owl." "Oh, well, that's a shame, isn't it?" she said. I said, "Well, it's just like an improv."
You could have said you look like, you know, they sound like an owl, you know, protect your mum from that. They call me a sex offending bird.
Well, I described the eyes, the round eyes, the kind of terror nature of the eyes that are so occupy, and hence the presence. She's like, "All right, okay. Anyway, get to Newcastle, opening some more presents. I'm ever so lucky." She stops me when I'm about to unwrap this one. She says, "You're not going to quite believe this one. This is a massive coincidence, and I've already bought it before the conversation we had the other day. I couldn't quite connect the dots what she was talking about. Open it, and it's a T-shirt with a massive fucking owl on it, and it's Doctor Who themed. It says Doctor Hoot on there."
It's going to be your whole wardrobe soon.
But it's so bizarre. She never like buys me clothes like pictures on at all.
I'm surprised you've not worn it today.
Well, I'm a bit ashamed, man.
Are you a fan of Doctor Who?
Embrace the paedophilic owl. Well, that's what you always say.
Yeah, well, it is what I say on the Patreon, I suppose. We're in public, Max.
Are you a fan of Doctor Who?
I am, not so much these
days. Of course
he is.
Look at him.
What does that mean?
What it means.
Yeah, no, I don't have that look anymore.
You do. It's worse today because of your hair.
My hair.
I actually quite like your hair.
Yeah, it's very fluffy.
Yeah, it is fluffy. I've run out of hair product. I left it in Newcastle. That's the reason for this. I've got a very small forehead, so they say.
Who's they?
The children from school. They used to mock me for it.
Yeah.
But like I say, Tom,
is that why the owl takes it back out on the kids now?
Yeah.
Look, he doesn't.
Is that fluffy?
Oh, I don't do it to the kids, really. I promise you, I'm a good man in public.
But a bad owl.
But in private.
Terrible owl.
The worst owl.
It'd be interesting if anyone ever asks me to take the owl to the bedroom, I suppose.
I wouldn't count on it.
No.
It's a weird sort of thing to be sexualised.
I wouldn't go to a bedroom with anyone that does ask for the owl top.
Yeah.
Can I do my reoccurring segment, which has happened once before?
Oh,
Tweet of the Week.
It's the Tweet of the Week.
Thank you, Ryan. Can we do it a bit louder so we can maybe record that and clip it going forward?
It is the Tweet of the Week.
This one's from 2014.
Oh,
what a week it was.
Good
from
year.
A person called Ryan.
Ooh.
Just, I think they're Scottish.
Mm.
Just seen a bird shouting at her barn, kid, to put his pants on, then pointed at me saying, "Look, the man's going to steal your willy." It's just gorgeous to it. You do see that when people go, well, the kids are playing up and they go, that man's going to do something to you, or that man's going to hit.
And sometimes, as a stranger, you may play the part that you've been putting, you know, to try and help with the child's discipline. And
I don't know why you're looking at me, mate.
You just have a sort of fist where you could be grabbing onto the penis and just shaking that in the air going, "Why, yeah, you're a..." like that. "Come here, you." Give me that.
Give me that willy.
Yeah. He did steal it.
Don't tempt me. You keep that up for any longer, that's mine.
It's actually pointing at that guy. That's, which is his dad.
Can we go home now? Mine bug's weird.
Put a willy around his neck. You wouldn't be the first kid. You won't be the last. Imagine being the mum saying that and then the guy actually joining in. You would be like,
yeah, give me that dick.
You what?
I'll just take it. I'll lick it. Yeah, see you later, sir. See you later, sir. Seriously, pants up.
That's a fine dick you've got there, young man.
That's no boy, that's a man.
Bigger than mine. Oh. Anyway, I get jealous.
Put your pants up as well.
I'm going to take that dick and I'm going to put it here where my dick is.
Just a completely smooth front.
It's like a Ken doll.
Mine was taken once.
At which point mum gets involved. I'm going to steal that dick. Oh, that'd be awful.
It would be bad.
Yeah. Would be bad. Would be bad.
Keep your pants up, please, guys.
Yeah.
If you're going to learn anything from this podcast, it's that.
Yeah.
Great title.
Ben's brother was a naked child. I used to stay over and I'd be awoken in the front room. He'd come down at 6 a.m., turn the TV on, and he'd just like try and sit on my face and stuff.
What? Oh, and you kept sleeping over?
Well, you know.
Setting your alarm at 5:55.
Your brother's asleep, ever? Yeah. Forget it.
I jumped in water and my trunks came off.
Sorry?
I jumped into water and
my trunks came off.
How old were you?
This was Cambodia, 2018.
So. Oh, yeah. Back when you were trying to hump everything.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, sure. But no one saw my penis. Water was quite mucky. Oh. But you could see my trunks floating.
And the Mekong.
You're an icy mucky water, I just dive on in there. Mm.
Yeah, and get stripped down naked.
Oh, yeah.
You might have parasites that went up your arse.
Maybe. I was quite ill for a long time.
Oh, I'm putting two and two together.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where I got it. Well, with or without trunks, the water was going up my bum, wasn't it?
Was that in, it was in a Kampot?
Yeah, it was.
It was in Kampot, yeah.
And I really hurt my ears. I revisited it later, and
I was staying in Central, and then we got a bike and went out for the day to this hostel by the river.
It was the hostel that
Ryan stayed at.
Could you still smell?
Oh, we didn't stay there.
Grimy place.
We went there for the day.
Were you rapping? Real grimy place.
Yeah, I was.
Can we hear some of that?
Of course. Sitting in cam pot, not smoking pot. Fuck me, it's hot. Let's go to the bar and do a shot.
Classic.
Yeah, that's good.
Classic five lines.
Yeah.
Like a limerick. Yeah.
Smash that, yeah.
You got your Oasis top on. Maybe just the music's flowing through you today.
It could be. I thought I would, just wear something with pictures on it.
That's for listeners there. Listeners, if you want to tune in on YouTube, there's a great reason to.
Because I'm always here in a jumper or whatever, and I didn't wear a jumper
today.
That's
really, really young listeners.
Really sweating.
T-shirt with pictures on it.
Everything I wear is just plain clothing, usually.
Yeah.
What's the picture of?
I don't know. I still can't work it out, to be honest.
Anyway, I've got celebrity gossip.
Yeah,
on that.
Go on. That's it.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Carol McGiffin, 66, insists she needs another facelift but can't afford it.
First world problems, man. I don't think she does need another facelift. I don't think anyone needs any facelift. You all look a bit weird.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
What about burn victims?
I don't think anyone...
Wow.
You know
is that a facelift?
Yeah, I regret everything.
I feel like if you lift it up, it's just going to peel off.
Yeah.
It's horrible, that.
Mm. I don't think anyone I've ever seen who's really styling out significant surgery.
Have you seen the... I think it's in Korea. There's an island where they do...
They're kids, Max.
So they look different when they come back. basically, it's a guy that does plastic surgery, and yeah. it's so they, you look so different. You have to get your ID done, like
new passport.
Yeah, redone when you're there.
Would you ever do it?
Yeah, I'd say so.
What would you? What would you want? What face would you want to look like?
Oh, do I get to pick?
John Hamm.
Yeah. Eva Longoria.
Yeah. Eva, yeah, maybe a mixture.
Yeah.
Ham Longoria.
Eva Ham.
Long Ham.
JD Vance.
I look like bloody, what's his name? Thingy Bear. Oh, I don't know.
You're Stephen Bear. Bear.
No, oh. Stephen, Stephen Bear. Jesus Christ.
Stephen Bear.
Who's that?
Sex offender, mate.
Oh, I went to the wrong island.
Which one's the real Stephen Bear?
I don't know which one to shoot.
Which one to shoot?
Shoot them.
Oh, no, no. One of them's me.
You've got to shoot them both in the dick. A few bits of fun news this week. Have you seen this bear costume scam in California?
No.
No, there's a group of people tried to they tried to claim about £150,000 worth of insurance based on very expensive supercars being attacked by bears. So it was investigated because obviously it's a lot of money, and it was a wildlife expert looked over the footage and was like, yeah, this is clearly someone in a costume. And then on a raid of their home, a bear costume was found.
Oh, no.
So something out of Scooby-Doo there, isn't
it? It's a great scam, isn't it? Yeah.
Was it a good one?
A good bear costume?
Yeah, because in my head
proper,
I'm just picturing
it's proper,
like...
but I think it's like CCTV in the dark where they've tried to, you know, right, think, okay. The bear's got in open, kind of got into the car and has damaged the interior. Like some,
I'm just picturing a guy like stood up,
scratches. No one's going to check this.
It sounds like they haven't rehearsed enough.
Just bear just having a cigarette. Yeah. Stephen Bear.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Also, you have to really research what the bears are like.
Yeah.
Because you know, me, I'd be a bit stupid in it. I'd just be pouring honey all over the seats for some reason. And, yeah, God, tearing up the leather.
Have you ever been scammed?
Thomas Cook.
Scam. Yeah, Thomas Cook.
I'd like Thomas Cook to die, please.
Yeah.
I was hosting a car boot sale with my dad.
Yep.
And someone wanted to buy.
You guys
were
hosting it.
What do you mean hosting?
Hosting. All right. We were.
You
what
had
was
a table.
It called? Rotate.
You had a table.
We had a table.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And one of my
our car boot sale.
Hello and welcome to the.
It was like one of my computer games. Someone was like, oh, how much is it? And I was like, £2. I was like, oh, I don't have any change. Like, can I give you this 20? And can you break down the change? He's like, yeah, no worries. So I gave him like £18 back. He gave me the £20. And then I should tell my dad about it. And then saw that it was like a paper £20
note. Oh, you're kidding.
I was like, oh, I've just given him £18. And he's run off with my game.
Oh, what a dream that is.
Yeah, I chased him. Couldn't find
you chased him?
Well, I was running around everywhere.
That's
told security. Nothing.
Nothing.
Scam.
Guy was long gone. Scam. He's on a beach in Mexico, man.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the guy who got scammed at Castle Elwell?
No.
Nico is the Bulgarian guy that lived.
I remember him. Yeah. He took a suitcase and never returned it, so probably deserved it. Go on.
Okay. So, first day I met him, seemed like an all right guy. He was, you know, he was new to the country, getting used to everything. And I go to Spa to grab whatever bits I need. There's a lot of stuff at Spa. Great shop.
Yeah. did you need it?
No, I probably didn't. It's probably food. Yeah. On the way back, I see Nick walking towards the spa. And I'm like, you're right, mate. And he's like, he looks shaken. And I'm like, what's up? And he's like, I've just been caught out. And I was like, what do you mean? And basically, he's gone onto the internet and searched like porn.
Yeah.
And one of the pop-ups has said, we've seen what you've been watching.
That's the classic.
We've tracked your IP address and we've sent it off to the International Global Police. We need you to send £500 to whatever account it was. Otherwise, you know, we're going to take this to the next step and you're going to be sent to prison. So he's on his way to Spa with £500 to transfer the money. And I'm like, what the... No, don't do that.
I can do it for £250.
I showed him my badge and everything. Give me the fucking cash now.
International police.
Undercover international police.
Yeah, that's probably the worst scam I've seen.
A friend of a friend got scammed for like £800 because her daughter emailed her from, I guess it's, you know, where they go on your email and they basically look at, they can run it through like recognition and stuff and find, you know, patterns of how people message, what they message you about. And he'll select people like, so he's basically saying, my rent's due tomorrow and I'm stuck, which is the kind of thing she will have messaged in the past, and she sent the money and then
That's the call you got when we were filming. Do you remember? And I called them back and like instantly they picked up and they were like it sounds like a real person saying, oh hey, you know, we've tried to contact you. And
but yeah, you call them again and it's the exact same start to the conversation. Then they ask what your name is. No matter what name you say, they repeat it back. So Max was saying Max was repeating what their name and where they were from. And then they'd say, oh hi, you're Nigel from Crofters, whatever.
Yesterday I had a phone call from Enterprise and they were saying, we're just a quick phone call regarding your recent car rental. Can you phone us back ASAP, please? And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, I've got a speeding ticket. Or
found the body.
Or I've scratched something. I phoned him, I was like, yeah, we just wanted to know everything was okay.
You left a bear costume in the boot.
Dave! They were just checking everything was okay.
It's a great story, man.
Not a great story. It's a phenomenal one. I thought,
for a second there.
I thought it was just going to be a scam. It's just
the curse call.
I was relieved.
Thank you for your repeated custom. Just checking everything was all right.
How did you get this number?
Child Reach International. That was a scam, wasn't it?
Did you put money in?
I did, but then it was like, then I twisted, then I like ruptured my ankle like the next fucking day, and I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this. Can't walk, and they wouldn't send me anything back. Kilimanjaro, when I was going to do it with Ryan.
Wish you were there, man.
Wish you were there.
Oh, you're just Sherpa.
Oh yeah.
Do you want some news from the world of sport? There is a new there's a freakish sprinter on the block. There's a new one looks like he's going to break all these records. He's set a new under 20 world record faster than Usain Bolt at his age. His name is Gout.
Wow.
That's fun.
Usain Bolt was a great name for a sprinter.
Yeah.
So now we're all going to be tuning in watching Gout.
Gout's done it again.
Gout. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, interesting name. Yep. But if your surname is Gout, you wouldn't then call your... You wouldn't say first name Gout.
Gosh, such a beautiful name.
He's South Sudanese Australian.
Gout.
Great for gout.
Yeah, of course.
Never, you know, putting gout back on the map.
It's not been the sexiest illness for most of my lifetime.
That implies it has been for some of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, should we have a bit of You Laugh, You Lose?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm not going to bother this week.
Have you?
I've got something planned for next week, which I think is guaranteed to get you. But obviously, you know, it's week three now. I've fallen out of love with it a little bit. And I've had a guy, a mate, who's been in my ear pestering me for a bit of airtime for some business thing, so
should probably run that by us before.
No, I just thought, you know, it's this segment is, you know, it's whoever's on, you know,
yeah, of course,
a little
yeah.
bit of autonomy over this one. So I thought I'll just let him have it this week, and I've got big plans for next week. Yeah, so I'll leave you with him for a minute or so. 3, 2, 1. We all love dogs, don't we? We like to dress dogs up. Yeah, it's been done. Nothing weird about it. It's all been done. We do Christmas, St. Paddy's Day, all the big holidays. But who's it really for? It's not for their benefit. No, it's for us. Dogs for too long have been tolerating. Not for us. Dogs for too long have been tolerating ridiculous costumes. It's time they got to feel good about dressing up. That's why I've launched Tommy's Secret. My extensive line of lingerie for dogs. There's no way for me. It doesn't benefit me in any way whatsoever. As you can see, this is about dogs wearing what they want when they want. Tommy's Secret all soon will be revealed. Can't see a fucking thing with them. Get you next week.
That was really good.
You shouldn't have worn the fucking glasses.
That was good. I want to see more.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right. I'll get, more of the character, not more of the dogs in sexy
That's
underwear.
Weird.
Yeah. So children aged 17 or younger will now face a lifelong ban on buying cigarettes. That's been confirmed. So no one can legally smoke anymore if you're under 18.
Boom.
Or buy cigarettes, sorry. You can legally smoke. So it's a bit like drugs, isn't it? So I wondered what you would ban tomorrow. to benefit society. I would ban smartphones for under 16s.
Aww.
Yeah, I feel like it's bloody awful, aren't they?
Who's going to watch my video?
I know.
It's true. I'll watch them.
Yeah.
Makes it easy.
You can watch them on the house computer with the dial-up.
Yeah.
I'd ban vapes.
Vapes?
Yeah. Yeah.
There is talk of that as well.
Yeah.
Get rid, mate.
Yeah.
Get rid.
Yeah.
Mm. Throw Ryan as a part-time vapor. Apologies.
Mm. No, I agree. Wish
are
none
you
of
even
it
a part-time vapor?
Yeah, I vape. Yeah.
Hey. More, so you vape with the best of them, don't you?
Yeah, it's more... Well, I smoked for a bit, and the vape did help make that transition, but the issue was that I then ended up probably smoking more because of the vape.
What?
Yeah. I think vapes are more addictive, aren't they? Because you're just on them all the time. There's so much more nicotine.
You heard about those weed pens? Crazy. They're like vapes, but for weed.
Some of them are, yeah.
Some of them
but like, there's a lot. If you see people with a weed pen, chances are it's a legal one that they've bought.
We've really got them talking here, haven't we?
Illegal.
It's become really popular now. Legal marijuana.
Illegal.
Legal, sorry.
Nice.
Yeah, ban vapes. Because, you know, too many vape shops. What's happened to our gorgeous high street? Used to be Max Smith in there getting changed.
To Buff Craig's.
Just on the
counter.
I
don't know what you mean where I lived on the high street.
I'll have that, please.
Can't vape with
not
this.
Not have a bit of privacy. Nothing wrong with asking for privacy.
You said... It was for some reason this street was famous in.
It was like first ever prostitution
in Portsmouth folklore.
Prostitution,
something like that. I could be wrong, but it was like we were in that room with all the books at the side.
Yeah,
and that's where it happened. I believe. Could be wrong. What else can we ban? Oh, I'd ban a lot of these streamers.
Yep.
Like the Manosphere ones. Oh, just
get rid.
Yeah.
Have you seen much of the Lux Maxing movement?
That
was it. Clavicular, is it?
I've seen it. Yeah.
As soon as he opens
his mouth, it's like
he's got zero charisma.
You're done.
Yeah.
No riz.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Looks, Max. Yeah, I'd get rid of like good looking people.
Yeah.
Who needs it?
Mate, you're going to be doing the pod by yourself.
Fuck off! No, I'd be the only one not here. I'd be out there with all the other fitties.
Oddly Noise podcast.
That's an awful thing to say. That's awful. Well, no, we're cutting that as well. We're cutting that. Ugly Noise podcast.
Slipping it.
Gambling adverts.
Oh, go fuck yourself, Tom.
I feel like, because they banned advertising cigarettes, didn't they?
Everyone, did they advertise gambling?
No, but everyone knows where cigarettes
loads
are.
Loads of stuff's got gambling.
Yeah,
things.
It's just insane. And it's like, I feel like it's just as damaging.
Joe, when we mentioned before the overlap, they do Super 6, which is all Sky Bet and all that.
Oh, that's good.
No.
I could do power. Some betting.
That's what I mean. Yeah, you can't be dissing them.
Yeah.
Sky, if you're watching, Bet365, Paddy Power.
Would we take a betting?
I personally try to avoid them. Yeah. Just because I think it's not great to encourage.
Yeah.
Especially if you've got a younger audience. Max, what does society need less of?
Great question, Stephen. Thanks for asking.
Thank you, Stephen.
What's up?
No, I'm just saying it's great that, you know, just one question leads to another question. Everyone's asking great questions.
Yeah, I love questions, man.
Yeah.
What does the world need less of?
Great question.
Single-use plastics. Like water bottles.
Do you know what, Ryan?
Your mum used that dildo more than once.
Yeah, well, it's not single-use then, is it?
Exactly.
I mean, like water bottles and that.
Water bottles
and that.
Yeah, I'm talking about water bottles.
Packaging.
Not to be rude, but that's like such a mid answer because everyone says that.
To be rude, shut the fuck up.
Oh, that's
I'm thinking,
well,
what's something that no one's ever said that we need less of? But you feel like we need less
good
of.
Good joke, Ryan.
Something that no one's ever said.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And we need less of it.
Because a lot of these answers of people things that, you know, is, yeah, fair enough.
Oh, okay.
What if I said cars?
Right. Jealous.
Just love electric cars.
Ooh.
No, keep
yeah,
them.
Just get rid
keep
of electric
them.
Cars.
No, don't get rid of
I want
electric.
Those gas guzzlers,
can't
baby.
Afford it. Yeah. It's, yeah.
Being
in Southeast Asia, single-use plastics, like it all ends up there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Bloody awful.
Is that a good thing?
What about, about you can only own one
one property or one home.
Yeah, I'd love that.
Bad news for Gary Neville.
Thinking about my portfolio, though, man.
Yeah. Talk us through your portfolio.
It's you know, it's
a contribute to terraced houses. Got to stop saying the phrase contribute.
It's the second podcast in a row. That's a fun bit, though.
Yeah,
let's keep it going.
Producers talking. There's that beautiful the girl face.
Not saying anything.
Oh! I was going to eat.
Contribute.
Terraced houses.
What is a contribute? Is that
don't play coy with us.
Look up. We need the definition.
Can I Google it on the work computer?
Yes.
That's one for your phone, that. So it'd be when someone comes over, like a picture of something.
Yeah.
Oh, there was someone at the live show who did it, didn't there?
What?
To the mate. They said they were doing it on each other's... They were, like, sat next to each other.
So there was a thing from the audience, the confessions.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think anyone's ever done that to you?
I hope not.
The odds are maybe quite high, though.
High odds means it's not likely.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
just like school, mate, yeah.
And that knowledge is brought to you by Bet365. What else could we... Ryan, what would you ban...
Fish in fish tanks.
I used to like my... Mind you, it wasn't humane.
I like a nice fish tank.
Ant farms.
Ant farms. Bloody hell, ant farms are rife, aren't they? Just, you know...
Too many ant farms these days.
Yeah. Are ant farms bad for the ants? Because I assume...
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because you're not really farming them, are you? It's a farm in that you've got them... Oh, go on.
Milking those ants, baby. I get a thimbleful every fortnight.
For my portfolio.
What's that in your crunchy nut? My ant milk. Milking ants more than Dick.
Tongue's so swollen.
Straight from the source.
And from ant and tied up in a giant ant farm.
You're drinking again, ant. Yeah. Not because of this, is it, ant? A little.
It's vodka pineapple, I swear. Thank you, ant.
It's now time for Stephen Lies.
Stephen Lies. Stephen Sweet Little Lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Yeah, Ryan, do you want to reveal the answer?
Rye Rhino.
S to the T.
The Rhyme Doctor.
Thai Green Chicken.
Okay. And the question is, if you were a rapper, what would you call yourself?
Why, Max?
Where are you going with me first?
His name's Thai Green Chicken.
Oh, sorry.
TGC.
Old Thai Green.
Yeah, I just say, you know, it sort of rolls off the tongue.
It does roll off the tongue, doesn't it?
You've
Plus,
seen
I've got the Asian market right there.
You've seen the success that Ty Jones had?
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Ty Green Chicken.
Ty Green Chicken.
Why green? Do you mean like cash
tribute,
money?
As a tribute to...
Or weed? Cash
or weed? I'd love to blaze on that Thai
and
green.
And I think of all the Thai curries, I don't think the others roll off the tongue as well.
Don't know
Thai
what you're
red,
talking about.
Thai yellow.
Thai red curry.
About curry to be honest,
Thai red curry's not bad.
Yeah.
Could have a whole group.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like the Power Rangers, but of wrapping.
Sorry, Thai blue curry.
I thought it was like a curry chicken.
I see where you're coming from. Obviously I was thinking about the Thai green kush.
Oh.
That I'd be sort of smoking on smoking chicken.
Would you be annoyed if there was already a rapper called Green Thai Chicken and it's a chicken that wears a green tie?
You know, I think the thing that would annoy me the most about that is the Google searches.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm obviously not there yet.
Yep.
So if you're typing in that, you're probably going to get...
Thai Green Chicken.
Yeah, you're probably going to get the Green Thai Chicken.
Yeah,
as the first
recipe.
I've realised I've added an extra rye there.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Rye rhino. And also, look at Tom's.
Yeah.
You got rhyme right there on a plate.
Mm.
Rhyme rhino, rhyme.
With time to think, I might come up with something a bit sexier. But,
the rhyme doctor. There might already be someone who goes by the rhyme doctor.
I feel like it sounds like there's someone that goes
by that.
You
got copyright
for it. If you go
right
into
there.
Compton, you're getting shot.
S to the T is like the good first line of a song, I think.
Yeah.
It's S to the T.
Rye
rhino is a bit shit.
Mine really just—it looks like two swans kissing in the tea.
That's nice.
S two.
Yeah,
the
sexy
tea.
Swans.
Yeah, it's not quite worked
tea.
Out what I'm doing here.
I think it's Ryan.
Got to be Ryan.
Maybe if I heard a couple of bars from Thai Green Chicken, I could be swayed.
Yeah, of course you can. Is that something you'd want?
Yeah, please. Please welcome to the stage, Thai Green Chicken.
Ooh, love this guy.
Well, it's the Thai Green Chicken, and it's here to sing. I'm here to rap in a rapping way. I love to sing. I love to dance.
Why aren't you singing or dancing?
I love all the women from Berlin to France. I'll kiss them all if they say yes. And if they say no, it will send me west. But that's okay, because I will go. I'm going to pay a bloody hoe.
Ooh.
I think that's
why
fine. Why is she
bloodied? And you are performing in the West, so what happened?
Is that hush money for what you've done?
No, she's
all bloodied up, and
she's on a period.
He's got blood on his hands.
She's on a period.
Sorry, Ryan, the guy can rap.
So I've lost this one.
Well, not necessarily. You might.
What was your question?
What would be my rapper's name?
Oh, Ryan!
It was me!
I feel like it might have been you, Max.
Yeah.
What was your question?
What's your favourite flavour of crisps?
Well, we actually have a special guest joining us this week.
That's interesting.
Great time to get him in.
Ryan's
vacated the seat. We're going to be joined by Trevor Watts. Now, Trevor ran the marathon on Sunday for NHS Blood and Transplant, raising over £20,000. Which included a generous personal donation of over 15 grand.
Wow.
On Monday, when most runners were recovering with their feet up, Trevor, against the advice of doctors, utilised aliases and disguises to donate 4 pints of blood in just a few hours.
God.
Trevor didn't stop there. So taken by the spirit of giving, he marched into Manchester Royal Infirmary yesterday and made the incredible donation of a kidney and part of his liver to the national waiting list.
Jesus.
And he's here today to talk about why this cause means so much to him and to encourage others to do the same. Welcome, Trevor.
Hey, Trevor.
Hello, Trev.
Hey, right, mate.
Just take it, yeah.
Just take what, sorry?
Sorry.
You're right, Trev.
It's been an honour.
So you donated a lot of blood on...
4 pints.
Mm. 4 pints.
That's not very healthy, is it? But that's
the doctor said. Doctor said no.
What's on your tub, Trev?
Blood.
That's wasted. That you can wring your shirt out.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I doubt it. What are all these plasters for?
These is where I had the 4 pints from.
Trevor, you've been an inspiration to thousands of people.
Yeah.
What's next for you?
Tomorrow, I'm doing a hot dog eating competition. And I'm allergic to gluten, so it will be tough.
Yeah, just
and vegan
the sausage.
You probably need to rest, Trevor.
Fuck off, Trevor.
Yeah, Trevor. I think maybe you should go and have a kip.
I think you should donate another 4 pints, mate.
Yeah, you're not you when you're donating organs. Did you donate your funny bone as well?
No,
never had one.
Thanks, Trevor.
See you later, Trev.
Sends an invoice for the train fare.
You're probably going to run home, though, aren't you?
Yeah. Sorry, fellas. I thought he was going to be way more inspirational. Yeah.
A loony!
Loony!
Loony! Loony!
Woo!
So, obviously, it's been
Coach... That was quick, Ryan.
Yeah, I know.
It's been Coachella, hasn't it?
I just saw the second week was done.
Yeah.
I didn't see much of Bieber or whatever.
That's pretty much all I saw.
Bieber?
But
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Question for you.
Go on.
Is it the whole week?
He was at Coachella.
I think it's 2 weekends, isn't it, Coachella?
Yeah.
Yeah. But so they have.
So if you want to see the whole thing, you have to stay in the area.
No, they repeat the acts.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. You've been to festivals.
Creamfields.
Day trips. Yeah.
What's the maddest thing you've seen at a festival?
Our trip at the last Creamfields.
Yeah. Well, I've been again to Creamfields.
Yeah.
Day trip, chase of status.
Sounds like a farm, Creamfields.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I mean, last time you went, it was there for an hour, then you went back.
Oh, sorry, yes, yeah, yeah. That's about an hour and a half.
Are these the thing that you do with shooting beans? Yeah. Where you talk
This is at my own enjoyment.
You went to Creamfields when we were living at the apartment, or it was us.
Yeah,
I think it was me.
And you came back and said Ryan got out of the car and was just like,
I was a mess.
I can't believe I'm back in Manchester.
Yeah, I was so drunk.
He was off down the street the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah, I left my phone in a taxi. Nightmare.
So Swedish House Mafia that night.
Yeah. So good though.
You think?
Yeah. But the maddest thing, I don't know. I think people just doing like lines just in the crowd. Like, I thought that was mental.
Like rehearsing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of.
Yeah, the decency to go to a pool today. Yeah,
I was looking on the old Twitter and I saw, I linked to a Reddit thread about some of the crazy things that the people have seen at Coachella.
Coachella seems to be quite a classy affair.
It was all really, really tame. And it was quite funny because just. These people are like, oh, what? And it's like upvoted and stuff. And these are some of the craziest things that were seen spotted at Coachella over the two weekends. We've got a phone in a toilet.
Oh, that's crazy.
And there's a picture of the phone in the toilet.
Anything else in the toilet? Like a little bit of stool?
Some tissue.
Look, if there's a picture... Right.
Don't come here for the music.
He's got a bib, knife and fork and he's like,
how's that toilet looking? This one's dry.
I always go to the biggest queue.
You go ahead of me. You go ahead of me. You look like you need it more.
Two guys sat on a blanket.
That's right.
That's it. Two guys sat on a blanket doing coke at 3:55 PM on a Friday.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess doing it on a blanket out in the open.
Out in the open. Yeah, you kind of ruined that one, Ryan, because I thought that was really tame, but it absolutely blew your mind. Guy, who must have been in his 50s, takes out a bag of blow from his pocket, sniffs some, and immediately starts dancing his head off.
A bag? Yeah. Oh, I was thinking of like a big...
I think he must have carried a bag. That would have been kind of crazy. This one's fantastic. I saw three people go for a triple shoulder stack. It was electric, but a complete failure. They went down, but didn't land on anyone. Lol. This guy saw a gopher.
Oh, that goes fun.
Yeah, it's like a rodent thing. We don't really get them over here.
Is Coachella in the UK?
No, it's in,
I don't know where it is.
In the States, yeah.
Oh, okay.
West side, like out in the desert. A couple of hours out of LA.
I thought it was in Argentina.
No. What is going on? UK, Argentina?
I thought it was in the Falklands.
We said UK.
Oh, I love this guy.
Joking.
Yeah.
Get it on a t-shirt, man. Yeah,
guy in a top hat smoking a bong. Crazy stuff. Saw a girl trap her fingers in a car door.
What was there, pictures of it?
No pictures of that, but just a very vivid description. Just loads of upvotes and people engaging with this stuff. Oh, dude at the chat set had a full baguette sticking out of his backpack. This guy heard a couple having sex in the next tent. He had to applaud at the end.
At the end?
Yeah, at the end.
Ooh.
I was bartending and some girl comes over to order a drink whilst looking like she was going to chew through her cheek. I convinced her that water was best.
Boo! Why
are you booing that?
She said, let's have a party. It's Coachella. You got Bieber on his laptop. You want a water?
She's not in a great state.
She's gurning her face
off. She's all over the place. You want to make it worse?
You never chewed your cheek? Don't try that.
That cheek.
Yeah, you like this one. Walked past a girl pissing in the open. She told us not to look, but I think that made everyone look.
Oh,
that was
so
Coachella.
Sweet.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wild.
Yeah.
It's wild,
I feel like at British festivals, it's like, oh, some girl shat herself in a portaloo and we pushed her over and rolled her down a hill kind of thing.
Should we do final question?
It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Ethan.
It's that time. Final question.
We know.
You want to talk us through it?
We fucking know.
It's my best bit of the pod, so I'm going to get a bit of a moment.
It's not your bit. It's been going way longer than you have. Just about, though.
Tell him. You shut up.
Don't you dare.
Are we getting that ring?
Yeah, have a...
Go on.
Drag him over here and do it, Ryan. Drag him over here, Ryan.
Ethan, go with him and then turn the tables.
No!
Ryan.
It's a draw.
Tune in next week. Oh, Patreon, maybe.
Yeah, Patreon. Definitely. We need £3 a month for that.
Shot there.
They'll be naked in a cage. Only one exit.
Oh, and there's some oil.
Ooh, what kind of oil?
For your breads.
Maybe sunflower.
Yeah. Vinaigrette.
Do you want the final question or not?
Yeah, please.
The final question, Tom and Max.
What segment is this?
This is the final breath.
We get a different one.
Oh. Well, you can do if you want.
We're going to have a final question off.
All right. So for Max and Tom, your final question is, would you rather have all your messages get exposed or your photos?
Photos.
Messages.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Respect it.
Steve Ryan, you had a different question.
Well, you said that was for them.
I did, so imagine
you got a different one for us.
Would you rather have a child right now or never have the chance?
A child right now or never have a child?
Yeah.
I'll have a child right now, please.
Really?
Never, yeah. Mate.
Never.
That's an interesting one.
Jeez, well, the thing is, we don't have to debate that, really. It's a personal preference. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I feel like you would have wanted to answer their question a little bit.
You could be an uncle to mine.
Oh, cheers, mate.
I feel like our answers would be exactly the same.
Do you think?
I would be Ryan and you'd be
Stephen. Yeah. Would that be the same?
I would have no.
Over here.
I've got no pictures that I'm worried about.
Yeah, no, I've not got.
So you'd go messages. Oh, you go pictures. Sorry.
Yeah, I've got no.
Yeah, and you'd go.
I favour pictures because I've never. I don't think I've got any pictures of my penis on my phone. I don't think.
Honestly, I wouldn't want your selfies going out there. Just personally.
Mm. Why?
No, these are good look for the pod.
Post haircut selfie.
Yeah, right.
Feeling fresh.
At the minute, I agree.
Not sure what's happened here.
Right, okay. At the minute,
I've been royally stitched up.
And the royal is Andrew.
Horrible,
yeah.
Pedophile.
You wouldn't even get on the island.
Yeah.
I've wanted to.
Oh, you fly on there at night.
Sorry, are you kid or pedo?
Yeah. No, I'm,
which room are we sending you to?
Send him to both.
Ooh.
I've got enough facial hair at the minute not to be a kid.
Oh, he's pretending to be a kid, hasn't
he? I'm not fighting to be a pedo. I'm just stating I'm not that childlike.
A little dungeon to himself. You're the worst kind of owl.
Horrible, that. Really sour note to end on as well.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you for watching, guys. A great episode.
Mm.
On a beautiful day.
Mm.
Here in sunny Manchester. 51.
No, it's
Area
like,
51.
It's 51, isn't it?
Degrees, isn't it?
No, it's just an episode 51.
Oh.
We were about 53.
Oh, I thought we were talking about degrees. Just about the weather.
It's not 53 degrees.
No, that's why I thought you were a bloody idiot.
53 degrees, right?
We just went really nice weather. 53.
51.
50 cent.
I prefer Tai Chi. Oh, I messed up. You know how it's going.
Tai Chi under the tree.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I've been Max.
You still are.
I've been Tom Looney. And these guys are...
Ryan.
Yeah. Stephen there and...
Ethan.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.